Like 62.
62?
Yeah.
Christian said you were going to have the whole state of Texas there for you.
Well, I'm going to have a lot of people there. You know, first time we played in Dallas in a long since my rookie year, so I'm going to bless the family with some tickets to enjoy it.
You had more than that to Houston last year, didn't you?
Say again?
You had more than that in Houston last year, didn't you?
Yeah, and you know, that's why I'm 62 now, you know. Everybody's not going to make this trip, you know. So, but it's still a lot, you know, and it'll be fun.
Does it mean a lot to you going back to playing Texas, or is it just another game?
I'd be lying to say it didn't mean, you know, something. You know, anytime you play at home and, you know, playing against the Cowboys, the team I grew up, you know, watching and liking. My hometown's like ours and changed from there. So, you know, it's still another game. But then again, having family there and, you know, Dallas. And Dallas is where I lost my brother as well, you know. Stayed there for a few years before we moved back to Palestine. So, you know, it's always good to go back there.
What's a story that shows how much of a Cowboy fan you were when you were a kid? Anything, you know, any gift you got of a certain jersey, anything that jumps out about how much of a fan you were?
Nah, not really. You know, just watching them and, you know, my whole family, Cowboy fans. You know, I have family that's going to root for the Cowboys, you know, this weekend. You know, and I understand that, so that right there is good enough.
And Emmitt Smith, was he your favorite player?
He was one of my favorite players. You know, Dion, yeah. Michael Irvin, Jay Novacek, you know, those guys. They had so much talent on that team. You can help with, like, a lot of those players.
What did you like about Emmitt? Obviously, I mean, you became a running back, and obviously he's, you know, the leading yardage guy. What did you like about Emmitt?
You know, just smart, you know, player. You know, I always ran hard. You know, he had an incredible offensive line. Mm-hmm. But he was, you know, he was just so smooth when he ran.
Even some of your family are going to be rooting for the Cowboys?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How tough is that?
It is what it is, you know. I don't really get into it that much.
Bargaining power.
Some of them, you know, I'm sure they're going to root for me as well, but Cowboys win, you know, that's what they're going to be hoping for.
How's your hamstring? Hamstring?
Possibly.
Your leg? Your hamstring?
The hamstring is feeling good. Still a little tightness, but, you know, I'm feeling comfortable with where it's at and knowing that just stretching and getting it warm is what I'll need, and I'll be ready to go.
Feel like it affects you a little bit in the games?
You know, once I get warmed up and get going, you know, that's going to be the most important thing, kind of last week. You know, stretching a lot, you know, putting some heat on there and getting past that warm-up stage and loosening the muscle up. And I was able to do that last weekend. It felt good, so it's going to be the same routine.
Adrian, even though it's a business, is it a sigh of relief that the trade deadline's passed? You know, Jared's still here. I mean, that's got to weigh on the minds, too, like what changes are going to happen. Is that a relief right now?
Yeah, you can say that. You know, I really didn't start thinking about it until the day before. When was it, Monday? Is it last? Mm-hmm. I think so. So, like, Sunday now, I start hearing some talks, you know, about the possibility of them trading Jared and just that and other. And I was like, maybe not trade, you know, Jared. And a lot of stuff that was going through my mind at that point. But, you know, once that day came around and you know, everything worked out smoothly, you know, it was all good.
Adrian, is there any kind of message you're trying to give to the team this week just to try and get things turned around after some pretty rough games right in a row here?
I think the message is it's already out there, you know. We're 1-6, you know, so the urgency is there. You know, guys are practicing hard and focusing, you know, it's the vibe. You know, I definitely don't feel like a couple of years ago when we were sitting here, you know, with only 3 mm-hmm. wins at the end of the season. You know, it's not that type of vibe. So, you know, guys are continuing to fight. They know what we need to do. You know, they're tired of hearing people talk. You know, we've been talking for 6 weeks. You know, it's time to get out there and be productive and get it done.
You've had 3 straight games where you haven't gotten 100 or above the 60s, which is kind of rare for you. I mean, I know you've only got 13 carries each of the last 2 games.
Yeah.
How do you, are you frustrated about that, and how do you feel you need to get yourself going?
I'm not frustrated about it, you know. Only thing that will be frustrating about it is when, you know, we're losing. You know, so, you know, you definitely want to get the ball a little more. You know, I think the last 3 games, 13 carries, you know, and I don't think that's ever happened in my career, you know. So, you know, we'll put the emphasis on the run, you know, not to get frustrated. I'm not worried about yards. I'm worried about W's and getting a win, you know. And a lot of people can kind of get that twisted, you know, when they're asking me, you know, you think about the record and, you know, are you worried about the yards that you're getting? I'm worried about winning. I don't want to be 1-6, you know, so, you know, so this week would be a good week to, you know, get back on track, you know, offensively, you know, and get back to doing what we do best.
Does that have to do with the injuries that the Cowboys have in the D-line? Does he have a good opportunity to establish a run?
No. We are a running team. The Minnesota Vikings is what we do. You know, so this is all about us just getting back into that groove. And whoever we play, making sure that we're establishing the run game, not dictating what those guys are dealing with injury-wise.
Adrian, this is really hard-hitting, but last year you dressed up as the Hulk for kids. Was that your favorite Halloween costume?
Yeah, ever? Yeah. I was to say it was. It turned out pretty good. I don't know if I'm going to dress up tonight. I might just keep it low-key.
What was your favorite as a kid? What did you dress up as a kid as?
I think I was like a ghost one time, like a sheet over my head and, you know, it cut out the eyes. It was, we didn't have money, a lot of money to buy one, so I had to kind of go, you know, old school with it and come up with my own costume.
And you ran fast, right? So no one could ever catch you. Right?
Fast ghost.
What's Junior going to be? Is it going to be you or somebody else?
I don't know. His mom is actually picking out his outfit today. And I don't know. It's gonna be a surprise to me as well. I think it wanna be Spider-Man because you know we took him to the Halloween Express the other day, and he was standing around and kept pointing at the Spider-Man. So we might go with that one.
Adrian, did you go to a lot of Cowboy games as a kid?
No, actually, my junior year, met this nice reporter, this guy, and. He actually invited me to a game, so I was able to go on the sideline and get that experience my junior year and like go to the locker room afterwards and things like that. So that was the only game, Cowboy game, that I was able to attend. That's how they were just watching on TV.
But you grew up rooting for him?
Yeah, I grew up rooting for the Cowboys. I liked, you know, growing up too, the Houston Oilers was the team that I liked too, but the Cowboys, you know, was the team that I really, you know, followed the most.
No, you've been trying to get the hamstring back right. Is it more a matter of trying to get into a rhythm on offense for you to keep it warmed up, or is it one of those where if you go three and out and they have a long drive that it tends to tighten back?
You know, like last week, for instance, on the sideline, I'm sitting there with, you know, a heat pad just to keep it, you know, loose. And, you know, that worked out well. But, you know, anytime you can get going, you know, it can create some drive that actually, you know, obviously that helps with you getting loose, not only me, but other guys too. You know, guys are sitting down for 7, 8, 10 minutes. You know, you're going to get stiff, you know. You know, I'm just going to stay with the same routine, keep the heat pad on there and be ready to roll.
So you had many games like that where you're only on the field for like 19 minutes?
No,
60?
Man. You know, you think about it, I was telling some family, you know, what Rodgers did, that doesn't happen every Sunday, you know, and unfortunately it happened to us, but this guy scored on every possession, you know, and had a lot of, you know, took a lot of time off the, you know, off the clock. So I'm sure we'll never experience that again.
Was it, you said it was the first time you've done that with the hamstring? Or?
Yeah, with the hamstring, trying to focus and, you know, really focusing on keeping it loose and keeping it warm, ready to go.
I think you addressed it a little bit, but you had talked 2 weeks ago about it being a little bit of a mental block, just not wanting to stretch full out.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're still dealing with that, or you can?
No. You know, like I was saying last week, you know, I got the MRI done, and, you know, everything came back good. It was just a sprain, low down to, you know, low by the knee with a hamstring attached. So that was, like, confidence, because before then it was kind of like, I didn't know what was going on. Was something torn, or you know how your mind? You know, you guys know how your mind can do you at times. So just having that, you know, that security after getting the results back, I was able to kind of, you know, play a lot better than I had the past 2 weeks.
What percentage do you think you are, you know, with the hamstring? You know,
the hamstring is fine. It's the fact that I'm experiencing, you know, tightness. It's tight, you know, and you know now that I have the confidence that nothing is torn or nothing is, you know. You know, it's not a tear or anything mm-hmm. like that, then, you know, it's just all about just making sure that it's loose and not preventing anything else, you know, so I'm playing with confidence. Last week I felt good, probably the best I felt in a couple weeks. And this week, I've just got better.
Did the MRI show that it was more of a knee issue than a hamstring thing?
It was hamstring. Your lower hamstring is connected right down in the bottom towards your knee. So that's why initially I'm like, the side of my knee was giving me problems, but that's where the hamstring connects.
When you talk about your mind, though, sometimes you think about it. Is this more after your knee injury? Like when you were a younger player, do you think maybe younger players don't think about it? They feel invincible, and then when you know what you can lose, do you think does that play into it? Or
yeah, that can play into it as well. But this right with the hamstring, it was kind of like a 5-week stretch, and it started off as me thinking that, hey, I just got took a lick to the side of my knee, normal bruise, which I'm used to, the wear and tear of the season. And then a week later, then after the bye, still kind of feeling it right there on the side, a little soreness, not really thinking much about it. And then, 2 weeks ago, starting to feel it creep up and get into the hamstring. Then I'm sitting there like, I had the bye week to kind of let my body recover. It's still lingering. Is it something more serious? So it was more so that type of scenario. Thank you.
Thank you.